right, we back. We finally back, y'all. We finally back after a long duress, just like the soccer league with their COVID. We came back after our personal situations, getting everything popping. B, what's going on, man? You all good?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back, man. Sorry for the delay, but very, very pleased to be back. The soccer world, man, it's a lot going on around the globe right now, man. It's kind of like, I tell you, melodrama.
It's a soap opera.
Days of Our Lives, exactly. It's the Bold and the Beautiful on steroids, what's going on right now. But, yeah, very entertaining. What's been going on with you, man?
Man, it's been all good, man. Just, been, you know, trying to just hope that, you know, Sancho comes home, man, at some point, man. Just, you know.
Still hoping a prayer, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's like being at a strip club paying for all this on one girl thinking she's going to leave with you.
Dedication. I like to see it, man.
It's still an outside chance, man. The transfer will not lead till October. So every week we going
to. Hope and a prayer, man. Yes, I hope. I hear you.
Let's go in the Champions League, man. What'd you think about Bayern locking this all down, man?
Wow, just incredible performance, man. Like, you know, what can I really say? I don't think anybody, you know, would have predicted that scoreline. So just highly impressed.
The more impressive was the 8-2 over Barca was the one. Like, they was out there like this was like a little league game.
Yeah, that team self-destructed, man. You know, I think that's the end of an era for Barca. But just overall, Champions League, man, you know, pretty entertaining this year.
Yeah. I mean, how do you feel Leon going so far, man? Like, I mean, they upset two teams in a row. They beat Juve and Manchester
City. Yeah. I mean, I guess you think about it. They do play some quality teams in France, but, you know, I didn't see them coming like that, man. So, good.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think they were. They're not even back in Europe this year. They was in fifth place in their league. So, it's like they came out there probably like, look, this all we got, baby. This our last dance.
Exactly. I mean, eyes on the prize. I mean, you know, good performance.
So what do you think about this Bayern setup, basically, where they're basically, into my eyes, doing the Portland Trailblazers kind of feel, where we just going to have a whole bunch of sevens. We just going to stack up what everybody is. Ain't nobody besides Lewandowski is great. Everybody else is the sevens. We just going to stack you with solid sevens across the board and on the bench, and we just going to throw them at you.
I mean, I think it's maybe a change of an era in the game. You know what I mean?
You think this is going to be something we're going to see differently, like going forward?
Something that's different. And I mean, you know, they're perennial winners. I mean, you know, their history and performances are definitely fact of matter. So, I mean, yeah, it's interesting to see that style of play, but I don't think it'll ever be prevalent in the Premier League. But yeah, it's impressive.
Why do you think it won't be prevalent in the Premier League?
I mean, it's just more of the tradition of the Premier League being that long ball over the top where, you know, Germany, you know, Italy, Spain is more ticky-tack, you know what I mean? A lot of forward to go backwards to go forward, where the Premier League is more smash and grab, you know, let's hit it 60 yards over the top, you know what
I mean? We're going to press. We're going to basically press. We're going to move forward.
The physicality, you know what I mean, versus the traditional beautiful game.
Yeah, so, I mean, so do you think that will go throughout the rest of Europe, period, and just in England to be on its own island and doing their own thing? Or do you think that's just basically just going to be just Bayern, just Bayern?
I think there's, you know, the traditional, like, you know, coaching tree and then a lot of the monkey see, monkey do. If, you know, see, you see something that's successful and you can emulate it with similar parts, then, you know, somebody's going to try it. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So – I wasn't surprised, Bayern. I was surprised. Actually, PSG made it this far. I was ready for the nut up every week.
Yeah, man. I found it pretty entertaining overall. You know.
Yeah, I mean, and it was what, 1-0 was the game? Was 1-0, right? Or 2-0?
I think it was 1.
Yeah, so, I mean, and people were, like, going hard on PSG for, like, I'm like, dude, we didn't think they was going to make it this far. And that was a late goal, too, for the 1-0. It wasn't like it was a bad thing. I mean, I think a lot puts on Neymar. People put a lot on Neymar, I think, in general, and Mbappe. Like,
yeah, I mean, they have a lot of hype. And, you know, it's about the performances. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of the time that the hype does get too big.
You think it's the money thing, too? Like, basically, like, Bayern is paying, like, everybody kind of, like, general wages. And you paying, like, the top 10 wages, two cats.
think sometimes these guys get so much money so early before they really have actually done anything that they never really fulfill. You know, a lot of them crack and choke under the pressure. And, you know, Neymar, I mean, he can be incredible, but he can also be missing in action. You know what I mean? Yeah. And Mbappe's the same way.
And if you know, if you watch that game, he was like overly exerting himself. Like he was going after, like, he was running up to like the goalie and stuff, like on stuff like, come on, dude. Like, it's like the dude is like super hyped to get in the game. You know, like, I'm going to play super hard defense. You like, you ain't got to do that.
Even after that, I've heard, didn't he just recently catch COVID too?
He has, yeah, like, he did. They was out kicking it. They was in Ibiza. Yeah. They was in Ibiza kicking it.
Yacht party, you know what I mean? Poor decision making.
Hey, no, it was a side thing. You see a homeboy from Newcastle. What was his name, though? He put up a thing at the club saying that he had just got signed, but he didn't. It was like a joke. Man. Somebody put it up. I forgot who it is.
Oh, man.
And, like, people was going in. Newcastle people went in on him. It was like, because it was like a joke in the club. They put up a thing like, you just transferred to such and such. And, like, people, like, and he was kicking it like, oh, that's what's up. Like, I'm out. Yeah.
Wow, maybe that's.
I forgot what it was though. I forgot what squad it was. It wasn't Liverpool. It was maybe it was Everton or something. And he was like, "Oh, I'm out. Let me get this paper."
Maybe that's a hell of a segue into this
the
Barcelona.
The big news.
Barcelona, like, saga. I mean, let's break this down, man. There's so many layers.
It's so many layers. It is. This is a whole segment itself. This is the meat and the potatoes of this, right?
Yeah. Really,
so we start out, man. I remember I text messages back and forth, man. And we was like, this has been like a month, like 3 weeks to a month.
And it's so funny because we've speculated on this topic, you know, over the
for weeks. So people go back in the archives. It's in there, baby. We got whole episodes.
Right. We've taken positions.
Yeah.
We have, yes.
We honestly thought it was probably more Ronaldo, though, just because he just kind of moved like that. We didn't, because remember you gave the whole story of Messi and how, like, he owes them. And we were like, we don't know how his stilo is not like that.
Right.
His stilo is like that.
Well, I'm just saying, man, like so many just incredible storylines. I mean, your dad is your agent, you know, so you think that's a good thing. Nobody's going to ever rob you. But how are you debatably, you know, one of the top two, three players in the game, you know, debatable top two or three players of your generation of a complete error.
Yeah.
And your pops doesn't even truly know your contract. I mean, the terms of your contract, like when your contract is literally over, what your options are at a certain given time or what cards and directions you can go with your career. These are the people around you and they don't have a crystal clear understanding of the contract. I mean, you talk about TLC getting robbed. You know, I mean, what is going on here? And you remember the tax situation where they wanted to put him in prison. I mean, who's pulling the strings on this man's career?
I don't understand that one, because my thing is that I know they said he could have left in, what, June, right? Technically, or something like that.
I thought my last understanding was it sometime in next year? Next year.
Yeah, but I think he could have put in something. They were saying, like, in June. But he was trying to be cool about it because of the COVID situation. And, like, he didn't want it to affect what they were playing out going forward.
Well, I mean, you've seen the debacle performance-wise on the field. That was number one. Yeah. And then we talked about the front office when one of his former, you know, teammates was basically the general manager. You know, what technical director was what his
director
title was.
Operations.
Right. And then, you know, they were bumping heads, going back and forth through the media. You know what I mean? You could just see this thing bubbling. And then here we are, still not being 100% clear on what the contract terms are, when it expires. I mean, and then that $700 million purchase price is just
ridiculous. That makes no sense.
With the FIFA fair play rules, there's team on the planet that can pay.
Because automatically going into jail, if you're paying $700 million, I mean, like, what are we doing here?
Right. I mean, that's never seen before anything. I mean, you know, that's just incredible. So it's just a bizarre, man. And then, like, I don't know if you paid attention to the media, how they, you know, following his dad, you know, flying in on
the flight to home.
And, you know,
the flight watch.
he's standing, they circling the building, trying to catch him coming out the building. I mean, it was just incredible, man.
Well, no, my thing is, as Barca, why don't you just let him go at this point?
Well, I mean, like, not being ready.
No, I get what they're thinking, like, we need another year. But my thing is, get that money off your books.
Man, you didn't even get the farewell tour, all the farewell merchandise. You got to squeeze all your money. Think about when Michael Jordan left.
Right.
You got to squeeze, you know, we got special hats, t-shirts.
But this is the thing, though, is that some people say, is Messi going to play at the high? Yeah, he's going to play at the highest level because he got ego. And at the end of the day, he still wants to be the best ever. And then if you look at his thing, and if Ronaldo goes out and scores 35 goals 1 year, right, and he just balling out, and you only out here getting 15 and 10 assists,
yeah,
then it's like, oh, well, you ain't that dope no more.
It impacts the legacy, you know, the final story, how it's going to be written out. Yeah, it's important to continue to perform.
But he can go for free, though, at the end of this year, though, right? But my thing is, get some money is my point, because he can go for free after next year. So why don't you just get at least – throw me 180 real quick. And, like,
I mean, I just don't think they're ready. I don't think there's enough time. You know,
we're still going to qualify top four. There's going to be no difference. We got 180 with us, 180 to 200 mil sitting there.
Oh, man.
We can at least have that in the bank, build on it. Why keep him there hostage almost, basically?
Yeah, it's the transition is more important. I think.
Why doesn't Messi say to Man City, "Yo, pay me on the back end, give me a 4-year deal, but on the front end, I'm gonna take less for you can buy me out for 200 or 180 or whatever."
I think Manchester City and him on salary and accommodations is one thing, but the fee that Barca is
going to – oh, you saying Barca's holding this up like
different things. The personal terms, which, you know, for a contract is one thing. I think Man City and Messi can agree to those terms. But Barca, that's the separate issue. If the exit price is 700 million, you know, like, I'm not really coming off that. Maybe come off that by 25 million or so, but I'm not coming off that by no 150 300 million. Oh, no. You know, it's no discount, no 50% off. No.
Yeah. I guess it's no. My thing is, like, it just feels like it's lame, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's just lame. Like, this is like a lame situation. You know,
contract's a contract, right?
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Contract. Everything is in the contract. So, I mean, but Barca's got some players, though, on the low. It's just like, you're going to have to live, they're going to live some growing pains for a second.
I feel like they are really early on in a rebuild, man. A lot of their players are older and aging out. A lot of the younger, more recent players they brought in over the past tour should be doing certain things, really aren't doing those things. So that's why things holding on to him, you know, doing the whole farewell tour for a year and then transition out gives you time to really make some real moves, and I think that's the angle they're going for. I mean, you just let them go now, who knows if you ever really get the momentum back, even if you just got the cash.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Fatih is my dude. That dude is the future for them.
Oh, he's talented. Super
17 talented. Years old? Like,
that'll be a problem.
No, he's a problem. Definitely. I mean, thinking about it overall, like, with Messi going to Man City, what would that have? Would that have just been like, I'm assuming all the Premier League tickets would just went up ridiculous for next year.
Yeah.
Like, not even the Man City's plan. No, I'm talking about the Premier League period. All the tickets go up.
I would say absolutely. It'd be a spectacle on top of it being a spectacle.
Yeah.
It just, you know, would re-cement the fact that the Premier League is the top league to be watched out of all the football, man. That's where the stars reside. You know what I'm saying? So it would have been an incredible watch, man. I'm a little disappointed in it, but I think it's still potential to happen, you know, a year down the road.
Do you think so? Where does Messi go after this year? Do you think it resets and everybody's in the play now because it's a free transfer? So it's like, let's get it, because it's a free transfer. Then Man City had the money to be able to get you. Now it's a free transfer.
Yeah, at his age, I think the injury, as long as he's injury free, I think that's the big piece. But I think he still makes that move to the Premier League. I think so. What do you
But
think?
what is he? I mean, what do you think he still goes to Man City?
It's possible. I mean, they're going to make some decisions as an organization on what they want to do because they may just go with a complete youth movement, as well.
I mean, could you see that them buying him mid-year, like January, around January transfer? Like, I know we were talking about 700 mil before. I mean, we got the little farewell tour. We played at Real. We played at Sevilla. We played a couple of Champions League games. Let's
I
make it
mean,
happen in
I
January.
look at Manchester City as not being driven by one particular
And they're
star.
not pressed. You said they're not pressed.
They're a collective. It's
They're
a
the Borg. My homeboy
it's
called them the Borg.
a bag of characters. It's a bag of tricksters. You know what I mean? So I don't think they necessarily need Messi to stir that pot necessarily. I mean, because they got the money and resources where they can go. Towards this youth movement, what we're seeing with a lot of these other Premier League teams. But Messi is Messi, man. Once in a lifetime, sort of talent. And if you can get him, I mean, he makes any team better,
I
obviously.
mean, because he's with 33 now.
Yeah.
He'll be 34. I mean, you can get four quality years of Messi, right? I mean, right? I mean,
He's a
you don't
midfielder,
know.
man. He's a midfielder, and in that Premier League, like I'm saying, the
You think
physicality, the
it's gonna be a
speed.
different grind, you're saying?
Absolutely. Oh, it's a different game. It's a different game.
Now, if
And
he
the
went to
weather.
Italy, you and not like Ronaldo going to Italy, you think like we talked about before in the last episode, like he can extend his career to 45, be in Italy.
The Premier League is putting your foot on the gas speed of the game wise. Italy from Spain is taking your foot off the gas. You know what I mean? So that's stepping down from Spain speed wise. You know what I mean? Don't get it wrong. Guys are highly technical and doing incredible things, but the game slows down a bit. I think going to that Premier League, the game speeds up. It's more physical. The weather's crazier. It's not all nice and sunny and warm. When you get to England, their winters are crazy. Cold winter,
Yeah,
fall, snow,
I didn't think about that though, the weather, yeah. And then I was thinking about even more, like Premier League, a team that's 18th place can pop you.
Oh.
I don't feel like that within La Liga
Yeah.
or Serie A or the
Right.
French League. Like I don't feel like the 19th team can pop you. Like you can lose
No.
to Bournemouth one night, like
Exactly.
or Leeds to come in and pop you.
I know. I think you're nailing that right on the head, man. In La Liga, you can take some nights off, go through the motions, but in that Premier League, Wednesday night off the, East Coast of Portsmouth, you get the bank. You know what I mean? So.
You play in the Caribou Cup and they packed in at Leeds. Shout out to Manchester United that lost that last one.
Right. Those crowds are a little different too as well, man. The hooligans are going, on a Thursday night in the sleet, cold rain, versus La Liga, it's a little bit more, pinkies up and
Yes, you got your margarita in there popping, martini,
a different type of character.
that's real. So what in your prediction, what happens with Messi this year and next year? What does he go
Well,
to Man
I think the
City or
writing's already on the wall. The last things I really heard from him is that he's, said he's staying. He basically admitted he didn't understand his contract, he threw out and kind of addressed my previous point of what they've done for him, as a child with his health, even bigger than football. So he said, for that fact alone, he's never going to take it to court and say, well, let's, fight it out over my contract. So basically, long story short, he's staying put. He's going to play with that team, however it turns out, and they're obviously, in a rebuild situation right now, and the future is unknown. So it's going to be something we'll keep our eye on for sure. What
So
do you think?
is there what is the percentage that he re-signs back with Barca, you think?
I mean, just to maybe, say this is where I'm retiring my shirt at. I mean, you don't necessarily, you could sign the one day contract, back. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Just
3 years
basically
from now.
retire.
So I finished my career where I started it, that kind of thing. So
So you
I
think
don't
we're gonna
think
see him in the Premier League though next year?
injuries, man. His age. He's at that critical age, man. It just
So
really.
then we can segue into the next thing. The ML So the, if we don't see him go there, do you see him going to Inter Miami or
Again, His age, I think, really opens up the MLS conversation to being something that's legitimate. He's at that perfect age where he can still dominate the MLS. You know what I'm saying?
So I think for 5 years.
Right. That becomes very attractive, you know, and then for all those other things we talked about, just opportunity-wise for his family, I mean, all the other businesses and offshoots, I mean, the possibilities are endless. You get to the U.S., man, and, you know, chase the real dream, right?
Yeah, I mean, in the U.S. is, I mean, it's going to come up. I mean, MLS, they pump in too much money into it, man. So, man, we might as well get into it, man. The monkey in the room, man. Jadon Sancho still hasn't signed with Manchester United.
Yeah, man. Let me leave this here because really want to understand, and you're the right guy to tell me what's going on. Now, last time we spoke on this topic, you know, because I replayed it. You were highly confident. The stars.
I'm still confident.
You know, you said he was on the way. It was just a formality of a couple of days. Now, the German club gave you guys a clear, hard deadline that came and went. And, you know, he did the right thing. He reported off to his training. I think they're training in preseason in Switzerland, I believe. So what's going on? I mean, it's a slam dunk, done deal. Now all bets are off. Now – enlighten me, man.
I mean, it's real. It's a thing, man. I think because we are our team is owned by American people, man. The Glazers, man. I'm going to the Glazers, man. And I want to share something with our listeners, man. I gotta share this. We have to go and pull this out, you know, for everybody, you know. Hold on, let me get the sound. Did you hear the sound?
No, I can't.
Hold on, yeah, let me get the sound correctly here, man. This is.
I see where you're going.
You know, it's just, man. There we go. You know, we just trying to get right. Alone with you. I'm just trying to be back with Jadon, man. I'm just trying to be back with him, man.
Wow.
It's a lot of factors with it. Borussia's going to sell him to us. I think they just trying to, you know, he's going to be in Red Devil. This is going to be win. Don't get it twisted about certain different levels going on. Look, it could be next year. It took us a year to get Bruno. Shit. Like, we bullshit on Bruno for a whole year and was losing the goddamn Burnley and stuff, though, before he came in. So, I mean – you know what I mean? Yeah. You know, we got to put some pressure on Pipes. Do we play Newcastle first? Yeah, I think we play Newcastle the first game. Let us tie Newcastle. And them wheels going to start to roll next week if we tie or lose to Newcastle.
Wow.
With Joe Linton on there.
Man, that's a bizarre list of excuses.
It's not excuses, man. It is what it is, though, man. The Glazer family, you know. We did sign Van de Beek, which is a dope signing.
Really? I think that's a panic buy.
Really? No. We needed that, though. We needed that.
Why?
We needed that back end thing, though, because we need to, first of all, shout out to McTominay, man. Peace and blessings to you, my brother. Yeah. Your time is soon to be up. Shout out to you, James, as well. Your time is soon to be up as well.
Wow.
I'm fine. No, I'm fine with sending them off.
Really?
I know James is super fast. I get it.
That's your youth movement right there. That's your homegrown English talent.
That's our problem. We lean on our youth movement. We lean on everybody being English being there. That's one of our biggest problems.
Wow. Man, that's an incredible, interesting take.
I mean, and hopefully, you know,
I'm seeing the buying that midfielder. You know, although he's very talented, just I don't see how that makes any sense. You already have a lot of players that play his same position. I mean, of course, everybody likes to have depth, but you know, which one of those guys is out of the shuffle? Is that Mata now? Is he out of the mix?
Matic has got to be in there to a certain extent because he's a good, defensive CDM. He's a good CDM in the back. But he can be – but Van de Beek can play the CDM as well and play make for you. So, I mean, it's going to open us up. We still got the best midfield in the world.
And it's just, you know, only so many positions on the pitch. So
but we have the best midfield in the world, though.
Wow. That's incredible. No way.
No, it is.
It's not even close.
Who's got a better midfield than us?
Man, it's debatable. Chelsea right now has a...
No, not true at all. We got Van de Beek, Matic, Pogba, and Bruno. We talking about...
No.
I mean, y'all got what? Conte in the midfield. Who else in the midfield for y'all? Is Havertz midfield? Havertz, right?
Yeah, so
we can segue into that as well.
Kai Havertz, right, from Germany.
Yeah.
Havertz
is dope. I like him a lot. I think that's a better signing even than Werner, though, man. Like, he's dope.
You know, talk about young and English, Mason Mount. He's proven himself in this past season. So I'm very happy for him to be in the mix. You know, Pulisic, you know, the young American.
He's up front, though. I'm talking about, we're talking about midfield. He's up front, though.
He's out on the wing more for us, you know, coming
right,
up.
Right, I'm talking about the three in the middle. You know, it's nobody better than our three in the middle in the world.
I don't think so. I don't like
that. Y'all have the best seven,
we
I would think.
Best,
I mean, but y'all got, the whole, y'all got the worst defense damn near in the top six, though.
These past couple of weeks have really shown you the difference in the quality of our clubs, man.
Right. Y'all been saving up money, though, because y'all ain't been able to do nothing.
We are executing on a plan.
Y'all the dude that got out of jail with a whole bunch of money that they had to go to the strip club.
2 years to look at what we had internally, evaluated that.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've pulled the trigger, spending money over 200.
Y'all still spending money, though. Y'all still got more money to spend.
It's over, man. We are the next.
Supposedly, y'all trying to get Romero, though. Why y'all trying to get Romero from us?
You know,
that don't make no sense.
That's a debatable move, but I think the last piece of the puzzle for Chelsea is we need us to get us another goaltender.
Kepa's gone. He's literally walking the plank.
You know, if somebody's willing to pay the price tag for him, let him go. But if he's willing to fight for his position, he's young enough and talented.
Same thing with us with De Gea then. And we got Dean Henderson in the background that's coming up. We re-sign him. He's going to come in. So you in the same situation with us.
No.
We just have two better goalkeepers. We have two better goalkeepers than you, though.
You guys are a talented team. Don't get me wrong, but you guys,
our defense is still better than y'all. Y'all have the best front seven.
You have to admit, right now we've taken a leap where we
100%.
Are on
pace. Yes.
We are in a position to win.
Y'all are in third now. We just flip spots. You
Your
ain't got nothing.
Stuck in neutral.
Yes, I agree.
And that's just where you are right now. So let's.
But we slid to fourth. I 100% agree. We slid to fourth.
Okay.
But y'all ain't go to second or first. Y'all ain't gonna beat Liverpool or Man City.
I think we're right there.
Y'all defense is suspect still. Y'all gave up a gang. That's why we beat y'all in the league, because y'all gave up a gang of goals.
I'm just saying, man, when you look at the 11 we can throw out there, man, it's incredible, you know, what the front office
is. What's so funny is what I was saying that we was gonna be. Is what you're saying now, y'all, because y'all offense is so potent. Because remember, it don't matter if you need no defense. Remember, I was saying the same thing. You don't need no defense, and your offense so dope.
Exactly, man. And then I like Thiago coming in, that veteran, you know, in the back defensively. Man, we're going to be incredible. And then you look at your defense, you know, Maguire, he's still in shambles. He's not playing with England because he's still talking in the media.
Look, he just ain't going to go back. We just can't play no games in that country.
What even really went down there? I mean, your guy goes to Greece.
It's so many stories. I have no idea what's the true story. He was saying, like, somebody's messed with his sister. Then they said he was wild and drunk. Like, nobody knows. They said they was talking shit to him. They was like, oh, you suck. And, like, he wanted to throw a bottle at somebody. Like,
it's a lot of different stories, man, but I'm just showing you.
My whole thing is, like, you out the country now, man. Just never go back. It's like one of the things, like, if you got a warrant in the state, you just don't go back to the state. You just.
That just goes to show you the two different clubs. You know, you got a guy that's in chaos. We bring in a calming force, a veteran.
But y'all got too many people, though. It's going to be a situation like the Lakers, though, what was in the 2003, where it was, like, too many people, and it's like.
Who are you talking
everybody
about?
Want to touch. Everybody going to touch.
Talking about Gary Payton and Karl Malone.
Yeah, the good Gary Payton, Karl Malone. Kobe, Shaq. What was that pop up? Was it Rick Fox at the power forward?
Absolutely not.
Y'all going to have to. Everybody going to want to touch.
That's blasphemous that you would even say something like that.
Everybody going to want to touch, man. Everybody going to want the ball in their hands.
This is a young nucleus that they just threw in some top-notch talent on top of, like,
and you know, I'm predicting this now. Pulse is gonna go to Real Madrid.
What's the meat guy when he does the sprinkle of the salt? You talking about that? That's what they just did with this talent.
But I'm just telling you, Pulisic is gonna go to Real Madrid, though, y'all.
Eventually, I can see that.
And he will end up being the best American player of all time if he goes to Real Madrid. We've never had an American player on Real Madrid ever, as far as I can remember.
I believe that to be true. Well, yes. Yes.
I mean, actually, this is the highest level of American player ever on a top six European. Who's been on a top 16 as an American before this? Even now, he's already positioning himself.
Yeah, he definitely is cementing himself, man. I mean, yeah, when you think, I was thinking about Dempsey. Dempsey definitely performed in the Premier League.
Yeah, but he was on Fulham. So I'm talking about, like, were you, so, you coming in on the Lakers? You know, you're coming in on the top team. Yeah.
But I mean, talking about doing the business and performing, putting up the statistics.
He did that.
But I give you that. That's a mid-tier team, Fulham, for sure. But so definitely on a bigger scale. This is going to be the time for him to shine. You know, 2021 is going to be a big leap year for him.
And that World Cup is going to be big for the U.S. too. And we can transition a little bit into that.
Yeah.
With McKinney signing with Juve. You got Reyna at Dortmund. You got what's the homeboy at RB Leipzig that scored the game winner against that came off the bench. Like, I mean, they sitting out there. And all these cats under 25.
Yeah. A lot of talent.
Weston re-signed with Man City as they back up. Mm-hmm. Like, this is kind of now or never for the U.S. squad, though, next 8 years.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, man. You know, they definitely have the infrastructure now. You know, it took a few years. They was building out that facility down there in Florida and then, you know, bringing the kids through. And now you've come through that cycle two or three times now. So, it should be some real fruit coming through. So I'm interested to see what's going on, you know, how it's going
to
play out.
Do you think that's a good idea for McKinney to sign with Juve with playing time? Like, I mean, they just signed Higuain. I mean, they let Higuain go. They just signed Suarez. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, I mean,
it's a roll of the dice, you know what I mean? Signing on a big club and getting playing time at a big club is two different things. I mean, it's kind of like the music business. You can sign a Def Jam, but you could be shelved.
Yeah.
You know? So.
How many people was on all these different labels, on Cash Money, on Death Row, and we never saw an album from them,
right?
Ever. Just signed.
But it sounds cool. You had to, you know, the Def Jam chain on you. Like, I'm on Def Jam, but it's like, where's the music?
Yeah, when you dropping? When you dropping?
I can't tell you that. Just wait.
Yeah, this is coming.
So, we've seen that with a lot of kids, especially in Europe, man. You know, they go.
They saying Diabala, though, is moving from maybe from Juve, though.
Be interesting, man.
Like, I mean, they talking about it, like, he's out there for the, like, whatever money you want to throw, you throw it. But the U.S. squad, I guess, coming up soon, they have the Gold Cup coming up. That's a big joint. The bracket, I guess, is set up for maybe them in Mexico to play in the semifinal now.
I haven't seen the bracket yet.
Okay. Yeah, they said it's potential for it to be like that, but I'm like, why would you waste your money like that to even play them games? Why would you even mess up the paper like that to even do that and have Panama or somebody on the other side for you to play?
Yeah,
and nobody's showing up for the final.
You know, it's more about the fairness of how you selected the teams in the first place, return.
CONCACAF don't need to be fair. It's only three teams need. It's only three teams you need. And look, they need to push Canada more and get some more money, though, too, and go cheat for Canada to get involved more in the games.
No, man. This is
and shout out to what's the brother from Canada that balled out for Byron?
Oh,
They did that juke on homeboy on Barca.
It's killing me because I just looked his name up the other day, man. Oh, my God.
Dude, he juked him, and they hit that lob on him.
He is so quick, so clever, man. Like, he's an incredible talent. Yeah, definitely need to find
him. Yeah, I'm finna pull him up, man. Davies.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, he hit that juke on him, man. I forgot. I don't even know who that was, man. He hit that juke on him, and then it sent in that volley right in. Boom.
Yeah.
I'm saying you need to push those Canadians, man. Those candidates got paper up there, man. Let the Vancouver, Toronto, that's popping. A game in Montreal,
sir.
Let that popping, man. Let them get down. I mean, they supposedly got the same kind of movement that basketball does with Canada right now. Well, they just got a whole bunch of young cats.
Yeah, no, definitely. MLS Canadian teams have definitely grown some really deep roots, man.
So, what is that? The Canadian Cup, I've been confused about that. So, those MLS teams playing the Canadian Cup. So, they're playing against other club teams that are in Canada for that?
And yes. Then
they come into the MLS Cup on the back end, or?
It's I think they use it as a qualification cup to determine the representative for Canada, kind of like the U.S.
For the club, Mexico and everybody.
Well, just like the U.S. Cup will have the North American Soccer League, you know, which is basically the minor leagues of MLS.
Right.
They all compete for who represents the U.S. then in the next tournaments.
So they're basically the Emirates Cup within the U.S., and then the same thing for Canada. If Leeds, before they moved up, if they won the whole thing, they would qualify for Europa.
I think the proper term is a qualification tournament for another tournament. You know what I mean? So it's an internal country tournament for representation of the neighboring partners tournament. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Yeah. Okay, so basically, you can win the Canadian Cup and win the MLS Cup, and then it's something that has to probably move around where this person qualifies to go to the CONCACAF Club Cup qualifying thing.
Basically. Exactly, but then again, like with COVID, I'm not even sure if any of these
rules. Everything's
up. You know what I mean? Like that's a whole.
Whoever show up, basically, whoever got 15 dudes to show up, basically, at this point.
Man, I just go through my guide. I'm like, oh, okay, we got a tournament game.
No, right. No, real talk, man. MLS, remember we talked about this before. I thought the MLS tournament was just – that was the end of the season. They're playing real games now.
Yeah, no, they definitely are. And it's actually a quality product as well.
Yeah, no, and, it is.
Not to get off topic, man, have you taken a look at the St. Louis – what is St. Louis SC?
St. Louis Soccer Club.
What do you think of the colors they chose to represent?
I don't like the colors. I like the name, though. I like the St. Louis City Club. I like that because it's like y'all county motherfuckers didn't want to pay for it.
The marketing blurb where they say, you know, O'Fallon and The Hill and, you know, Kirkwood.
Yeah,
I
like that because it's the city's paying for it. So, like, West County wanted to be that. Y'all don't want to pay for it. We paid for it. It should be St. Louis City Club.
Okay.
Y'all don't want to pay for it.
Man, but
I don't like the colors, though.
What is that? What would you call that? Fuchsia?
Salmon? It's like fuchsia and blue, like light blue or something. Like we in the 90s?
What color is
that? Yeah, like we in the 90s. I mean, but I think it's going based off the Missouri flag almost a little bit.
Oh, okay. So is it just the images I've seen? Because I wouldn't say that's a red. I would say that's
it's a pinkish.
Fuchsia.
Yeah, he said fuchsia.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I
don't know. Remember the old fanny packs with the fuchsia fanny packs, man, back in the 90s?
Like Andre Agassi.
Yep.
Salmon, you know what I mean?
The Andre Agassi Reebok pumps things when you had the little fuchsia pump.
Right. Okay.
I mean, I think that's kind of – I mean, it's going to rock, man. It's going to be stupid. It's right there next to Union Station.
I want to have a positive outlook, you know what I mean, positive feedback. I mean, I hopefully that'll grow on me. You know what I'm saying? But I do like the name overall.
Yeah, man, I didn't have an MLS club before, man, because I really couldn't identify with MLS club. Now right. I got one. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I'm going to throw that on the Christmas bucket list. If somebody told me the jersey, that's cool.
So how does the MLS expansion work? Did you get the grab? Is it like any other expansion from any other league? Where, like, I can only protect 10 guys? And then everybody else is open for grabs?
Yeah, there's going to be a league, what do they call it, the supplemental draft or whatever, where you'll have to lock down X amount of players, and then that'll create a pool of draftable players. And then they stack the deck for the expansion clubs and, you know, the overall league draft so that the expansion teams get more talent. And I believe they make some exceptions on, you know, signing-wise, you know, designated players. You might be able to bring in an extra while you're an expansion team, things of that nature, to kind of even the playing field since you are amassing a roster. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, when we get to that point. But, I mean, what is 2023? I think right now I'm just like, number one, let me give me a jersey. I've been
let's get the jerseys designed first before I can even, you know, get that.
And then I did see they started the season ticket sales. And maybe that's something we need to talk about offline, man.
No, it's $50, man. I think I'm going to put in, $50 is to reserve your spot.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, a spot is $50. To reserve a season ticket. Now, I don't know where you at now. Like, you know what I'm saying, with that 50.
When I tried to get to the site, the damn link to the site wasn't even working.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We got issues with that. Yeah, we got to be better than that. Those are the issues we got going on. The fact that you can't even get in on it. Shout out to Real Salt Lake. Go ahead.
No,
I was going to shout out to Real Salt Lake, whose owner is being forced to give up his club for his comments, basically saying, like, he basically said, I'm going to lay off people because his team nil. And no, his team did not want to play. It didn't play during the situation that happened a week ago when the Bucks came out and a lot of soccer teams. He's like, well, I'm going to lay off people, you know, because y'all want to ride with what I'm talking about. I'm going to lay off people. MLS was like, nah, you need to sell your team now. They ain't going to ride. You can't just be like, I'm going to lay off people just because politically you don't agree with what the players did.
Wow.
So he's got to sell his team now. Shout out to the brother, Loy Hansen.
Donald Sterling 2.0 sound like.
Yeah. So they saying that it's a whole article that I sent you. Basically, they said it was a toxic thing in general.
I was trying to take a look at the article, man. My ad blocker is
super
tight. I'm not able to get in and see it, man. But
the ad blocker, they've been on with these ad blockers, man. I'm
popping. Tell me more about this guy, man.
Yeah, I'm finna pull.
You know, if he's out of Salt Lake, is he originally from there? I mean, is he like?
No, he's from Uruguay.
That's a big thing.
Oh no, he's not from Uruguay. One of his players is talking about, he leaked the opportunity to come in there, and it basically was like, you got to speak English in the locker room, even though half the team is Spanish. Basically, the ownership.
Who actually is the owner, though? I mean, what's the owner's background? Is he originally from Salt Lake? The owner?
He said owner Delroy Hansen. He owns a lot of real estate there. He said he's mad that players wanted to not play. He said actually brought up a lawsuit against them. No, he said his own behavior. Hansen has agreed to sell the team because MLS basically pressed him about it. He said he offered a public apology. It's my current intention to participate fully with this investigation. There are a lot of stories flying around, basically people saying he was racist. I look forward to people hearing a full story and complete set of facts with himself.
Yeah, man, in this climate, man, I'm not surprised, and that's probably the best appropriate action. I mean, if this guy's truly from Utah and he's, you know, prevalent in real estate, like you're saying, that leads me to believe it's probably not a bad bet that he's LDS. And, you know, they kind of
Know what that is in general.
A certain sort of
I've been around some great LDS people, though, too, at the same time. But then it's always that monkey in the room. No, y'all said that black people couldn't go to heaven.
Exactly. That community, man, you know, they're very clear in their position. So I'm not shocked, man. Get them out of there, man. You know what I mean? If you're not ready for the shakeup and, you know, to truly have equality, man, you know, I'm loving what I'm seeing from this next generation, you know, pushing the envelope, man, not settling, you know, calling a spade. It is what it is, man. It's got to roll.
All right, our last topic, man. The Gareth Bale player of the week is Luis Suarez going to get that check at Juve. And Gareth Bale is back as well, too, because he just said, like, hey, man, I'm trying to go play in China, because you know he's trying to play in China.
Another last payday, huh?
Yeah, he was like, y'all blocked me for going to play in China. China will pay me, like, 3 children and, like, $50 million a year.
Hey, man, China will definitely take care of you, man.
Is that the next move for players in general? Is that is basically, if you're in your mid-30s, is the move MLS or China at this point, basically?
Well, that's the debate. You is it the last payday hurrah in China? Because they will pay you top dollar as you're aging, you know, out. Or the lifestyle and the business opportunities that the MLS, the USA, can provide, you know, the Western lifestyle. So I think that truly is a debate for, you know, that sort of player that's at the heyday, the last hurrah of a career.
Right, the Jordan summary. So Luis Suarez signs with Juve, man. Wow. I don't even know if Ronaldo even cares. I don't even know if he knows. I can see Ronaldo doesn't even know what other players on his team. But Suarez is the same age as him, so it's like, you know, I remember you from La Liga, you know. So, you know, I guarantee he don't know all the players on that team name, though. Like, I feel like he don't know everybody's name on the team.
He, you know, he definitely has that kind of arrogance, kind of aura. I definitely see why you say that. But Suarez will be fine. You know,
it's a one-year deal, too, for like 20, like 15 mil 1 year.
He's gonna score goals for fun. You know what I mean?
You think so? You think he's gonna do well in the Serie A?
He's technical, creative. He fits, man. Yeah.
Because he was nutting up though, man, in La Liga, man. Like, do you think? Because it's slower. Is that the thing we were talking about earlier? Where
slower,
it's
slower, less pressure. You know what I mean? I think, you know, Barcelona, it's like the Yankees. You know, it's bright lights on you at all times, and I think that, you know, takes its toll. I think him going to Italy, man, you know, you're a big-time superstar, don't get me wrong, but it's a different lifestyle. It's a different level of pressure. So I think, you know, his natural talent just shine. He scores goals for fun. Cash out. Yeah.
All right, we got two emails for you, man. These specifically to you, bro.
What's going on?
First one comes from Thomas Hill. He says, does it feel like the European game is getting above and beyond every other leagues around the world when it comes, he said, nationally, he put in the quotes like nations, like, so like nation leagues. Do you feel like it's so much better than everywhere else? Slot love y'all show. Shout out to y'all seeing two brothers do this.
All right, on, man. Definitely appreciate the reach out. My opinion, no, I don't think the European countries are dominating the style of play or quality of play. No, absolutely not, man. I think history shows us, you know, every World Cup, man, you see these teams emerging, you know, out of nowhere. Like we've
like
seen
Paraguay.
Costa Rica.
Peru you know, or somebody. Peru was never good.
Croatia, you know, coming in and really playing. Turkey, you know, showing up and messing up.
But that's European, though. But Turkey's European. And I was talking to Double D, shout out to Double D. He was saying that they're pulling a lot of the African players a lot more into Europe and, like, plucking them young, like Fatih. Fatih, they pulled him and his brothers. He got two brothers, I guess. They pulled all them in, like, 6-7 years old early from Guinea.
You know, you're absolutely right about that. But that kind of leads me into another interesting point. This whole social, you know, injustice and player empowerment, I think, is the future to change those sorts of things. Because you're absolutely right. You know, like a team like France is pulling in so many African players, really from Senegal. Yep. You know, they're really Senegalese. Yep. But they're showing their loyalty when
or
they're
a Ghanaian.
Young.
Or a Ghanaian.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Or from Liberia, you know, doing the exact same thing. I think hopefully these guys understand their true value, band together, the strength in numbers, and say, no, let's go make Senegal a global power in the football.
But then, is it a management thing then of like you sitting there like we're going to have to pay for Klinsmann or somebody to come here and close the Senegalese squad to get us just like organizationally right?
Yeah, there's always going to be a couple of generations that got to pay a price and make a huge sacrifice.
Gotcha.
But these guys that have now accessed the money to be able to build the infrastructure. And we just talked about the U.S., you know, where we should be development player-wise. We've sacrificed a few generations to build that infrastructure where now we should be producing that sort of player. We need to see these African countries over the next, you know, 4 to 12 years. We need to see them really invest and capture this talent and keep it on the continent, you know, and develop those teams, man. That's when we're really going to be able to say, you know, is the Danish team really as talented as a Liberian team?
Right. I mean, you're seeing black guys at all kinds of teams you never saw 10, 15 years ago. Like, I've been watching the UEFA Nations Cup, and I'm like, hold on, man.
It's a rainbow, man.
No, I'm saying, like, I mean, two or three brothers, like, on squad, like, come on, man. Like, Fatih being on Spain is, like, it is like they have another brother on Spain, too. And I'm like, come on, man, y'all getting ridiculous now.
You know, like the two best players are on Norway or brothers. You know, like
right.
The three of the best
Denmark
players
on Denmark too.
Right.
On Denmark too. Poulsen on Denmark.
And I mean, you got all different layers. You got some that are obviously, you know,
biracial,
biracial. But you got some who are straight. Like, yo, he just got his paperwork signed.
Yeah, like what's the brother from Germany? That's their left back. He yo complexion. Like,
yeah, exactly, man. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Like,
yeah. you know. You
straight off, like you straight came in, like, and you on Germany or Poland.
Come but on. I mean, you know, think about it, man. I always look us being from St. Louis. I remember the story of Reggie Germany, you know, basically signing his loyalty to Ohio State because they gave his mama a Ford Expedition SUV at the time. An Expedition was brand new.
No, no, people don't understand. No, they don't understand for the younger younger listeners. The Expedition is like having, I don't even know what, like, I mean, I'm trying to think what it would be. I guess what would it be now equivalent to? Like, it was like, SUVs not as dope as big as they used to be, I feel like.
Right, but at the time.
SUVs was like, at the time, that was like,
yeah.
You gotta, because the Explorer was the first joint, like, 91.
Right. A Suburban was commonplace at that point
yep.
in time.
And the Tahoe and all that.
Right.
So it'd be like having, I don't even know what it would be now. There's no comparison now because SUVs aren't as big as they used to be.
But I mean, basically, I'm just saying he signed his loyalty to a club, you know, over an SUV. And so how can we blame these young African guys, you know, signing?
Oh, no, I get your money.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, get your money.
You know, who knows what they doing for their parents in Senegal or, you know, Uganda somewhere. You know what I mean? It's absolutely. Now I'm, you know, Norwegian. You know.
All right, our last question. This one comes from M. Martin. He says, with this upcoming season in the EPL, who do you all think is a sleeper pick to come into the top four outside the top six?
I think I know where I want to go. I want to say Everton, you know. For a couple of reasons, you know, Liverpool being the champion, them being literally like across the river. Liverpool is like, you know, for our St. Louis listeners, like the east side, you know, Everton and Liverpool is like, you know, East St. Louis and St. Louis, basically. So they're definitely due to try to come back since their rivals, their arch rivals right across the river has been doing so well. They need to bounce back as a club. They got a world-class coach in there, Ancelotti. You know, that's been very successful in Europe, you know, at the highest of heights. So for him to come to a club like Everton is awesome. And then speaking of Real Madrid, bringing in Rodriguez, you know, him coming to Everton, that's a big signing for them. So I think they're putting together something and they're motivated. I think they also got a new stadium in the mix as well. So it's a lot of reasons for them to be very successful in 2021.
I'm going to go with Wolves, man. Wolves, they was already sitting on the cusp, man. They could just get outside. I mean, I don't think any of them are going to be in there, but I mean, if I had to pick somebody in this question, I'm going to go with Wolves just because, but at the same time, Wolves is like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde situation. Like, they'll be going hard and knock off like five people and then they'll lose to Watford.
Man, you know what I'm saying? That's interesting pick that you say that because I think they sold a guy that I really had my eye on for a minute. I'm probably butcher his last name, but I think it was like Douakar. He was one of those big Senegalese defensive midfielders that could really spray the ball around it, and he was a problem in the box. And they just sold him recently, so I'm hoping that they.
What they sell him to?
It's escaping me. It's escaping me. Who
is it? Did he leave the EPL or?
Man, I gotta find him. Whoever he just went to, man, just picked up a real stud. I've been watching him for a minute. Let's see. He is.
Man. I'm pulling him out myself. Let's see.
Trying to find. Let's see which one of us will find it first.
Oh wow! They said five Wolves play, man. I need to take mine back. They sold five Wolves play.
Actually, wow, man, just putting my 2 points together. He just got signed by Everton. So yeah,
wow.
He's an absolute stud, man. So yeah,
Douakar,
something like that. Dou.
Dikabe.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And, so he's the steal, and then Rodriguez being the skill, man. That's a big for Everton. So I definitely can see them making a.
But is Everton ever going to get up? They're like the you know, they're just happy to be here type of thing.
I think they're flash in the pan, man. I mean, no, they're not typically in that top four, but they're definitely typically in that top eight conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
They're one of those teams that will beat you on a bad day. If you're not ready, they will beat you. And they're always right there where they just need a couple of dominoes to fall and they can be in that top four. But if they don't catch the breaks, you know, they could end up 9-12, 9-14 in the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, man. Man, as always, y'all, we'll be back soon, especially season starting next week. So
yep,
we're going to have a preview. We're going to do a preview episode, hopefully soon, just previewing the EPL coming up, just what we kind of think how the table is going to be. It's a lot of good stuff coming up soon with that. It's going to be a hell of a season, man.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I think they got a lot of momentum from like how exciting the end of this last season was. Mm-hmm. I think, and the small break is actually great for them marketing wise. Like when you like, oh, and it went into the, you know, it brought you into the Champions League. Like, oh, y'all back? Oh, okay. Well, I'm back on NBC Sports.
Yeah, they stand in front of us. The game ain't really going away for a season and then coming back. So, yeah, man, excited. Definitely to, you know, pick, you know, how we think the table's going to play out. In the
yeah,
next
hopefully
episode,
next time Jadon Sancho will be a Red Devil soon.
Keep hope alive. No, we
going to get him, man. We going to get him. I ain't worried, man.
Man.
Chelsea, like I said, y'all out here balling out, man.
I think I'm going to end. I'm gonna end on this. I hate to be
I need
that
y'all,
guy.
I need somebody investigating y'all. Just to sniff around and see what's going
good
on.
He's good with Putin. He's been a certified multi-billionaire for a long time. So this ain't nothing new, man. You know.
I just need somebody to sniff around a little bit, just to see what's going on. Just watch some people leaving from their hotel rooms. See where they go.
Listen, man, I hate to be that guy to say I told you so, but I called this, man. I told you there was gonna be problems getting this signature, and here
we are. You're right, but we got Van de Beek. We gonna get him. Hopefully, we sign. I think it's Rosillo, whatever it is. We try to sign.
And man, that's incredible. Go from a Ferrari to getting a Honda Civic, man. That's an incredible.
No, I wasn't a Honda Civic. It's a Corvette. It ain't a Ferrari, it's a Corvette.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We still going 0-60 fast. This is not as flashy. You know what I'm saying? But thank y'all for listening as always. We'll be back next week as always. Peace.